Hi, everybody. This is Alexa. If you were listening to my previous podcast, you would have been listening to my podcast with Busy Moms from the website losethecape.com. And I found that I didn't have the time and energy to put into that podcast that I really wanted to because I felt limited by the topic area. I am a mother, but that's not all that I am, and there are tons and tons of things that I want to talk about that have nothing to do with being a mother. Some of them do, some of them don't. And so I've been kind of just thinking about different topics to talk about and what I would want to build as a podcast that may engage people and possibly encompass all of the different things that I want to do, which I know is completely against like the rules of podcasting and blogging and all of those things. You should identify your niche and go with them. But you know what? I think that there are a lot of things that matter that fall outside of what I want to put in my blog or what I want to share in social media. And I want a place where I can talk about those things. And if you want to listen to me, I am happy to have you here because there are a lot of things that matter. And in fact, that's what I've decided to call this podcast series is Things That Matter. And this kind of came to me, if you're interested in wondering how this came to me. As I mentioned, I said I was looking for a new podcast that would allow me to conduct interviews or just talk on topics that I want to talk about, but I was really having a hard time narrowing it down to something that I could just, have a niche for and still be able to talk to all the people. I thought about having one for moms. I did that and I quickly outgrew that. Not that that's not important. I still want to talk to moms and I will interview moms because moms have a lot to talk about on the things that matter. I also wanted to talk about women's health and women's rights and issues in the world and global issues and maybe politics. Who knows? There are so many things that matter to me that I really want to have a conversation about. Or for now, while I have no listeners, I want to talk to you about, I guess, or talk to myself about, as that may be right now. But I didn't want to, I'm sitting here thinking about like different titles or how I could put that in. It's like, women who make a difference. Well, yeah, that's important, but there might be some men that I want to interview or kids that I want to interview. Goodness knows, we know with Kid President, there are kids that make a difference, lots of them. Then I was thinking about moms who make a difference, and that, eliminates anyone who's not a mom, and so forth. So I've decided that I am going to break the rules and just do a huge, all-encompassing Things That Matter topic. I was over at a dinner last night, and we started talking about really stuff that didn't matter at all. And I started thinking to myself, it's a shame how much time we as a society spend talking about stupid shit. Excuse my language, but who cares? Who, honestly, does my life make any, does it impact my life at all that one of the, I almost called them Backstreet Boys, but that's not who they are. One Direction guys wants to leave the group. Does it matter that Gwen and her husband are separating? It makes me sad. I've loved Gwen Stefani since I was a child, and I'm sad that she and her husband weren't able to work things out. Same with Jennifer and what's his name? Good old, what is his name? See how little it matters to me. Anyway, it's not Brad Pitt. See, it just doesn't matter to me. Those kind of details don't take up space in my mind because there are so many other things that do matter. Oh my gosh, there's so many things that matter that people aren't talking about. Why don't people want to talk about the things that matter? Why don't people want to learn? Why don't people want to broaden their horizons? Why I just don't even understand it. I don't want to argue with people. I don't want to try and change people's minds about something, as in like force them to take on my opinion. But I do want people to think about the things that matter and think about how we're handling them, and think about the fact that our country just is going in crazy directions. And why is it so difficult for people to come to the center on so many topics? And why are we so interested in what other people are doing? I don't get the obsession. Now, if what you're doing directly impacts my welfare or the well-being of my children, then I'm interested. But if you're choosing to bottle feed instead of breastfeed, or give your child formula instead of, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. I could give you a long spiel about how I think that breast is best, but guess what? My kids got formula too, except for the preemie, because she needed breast milk. And I mean, that's something we can talk about sometime. It's not the topic of discussion today. But if your baby's born full term and healthy and you want to give them formula out of a bottle, so what? Lots of babies are just fine with, you know, their formula fed babies. If you want to breastfeed your child until they're 5, personally, I think that's a little weird, but that's your call, and you do what you need to do. And you know, maybe one day we'll go to therapy, you'll be in therapy for it, who knows. I'm just kidding. I don't want this podcast to be divisive, really. I just want to talk about the things that matter, and I want to talk to people who don't have the same opinion as me, and I want to talk to experts, and I want to, you know, bring things to light that maybe we as moms, women, people, men, dads, brothers, sisters, whomever we are, aren't exposed to on a daily basis. And maybe you'll find yourself changing, like I have found myself changing as I've been exposed to other viewpoints, other people, other opinions, other cultures, you name it. It's all changed me in so many ways I can't even begin to describe, but I like to think that it's making me a better, more compassionate, more educated person. You know, it's frustrating to me. I started out blogging almost, I'm going on 3.5 years ago now. And of course, when bloggers start off, we all aspire to build this like massive following just right off the bat, and you know, have all these success stories and have my posts shared a million times because it just resonates with everybody and blah blah blah. And the truth is, well, for the first year I was pretty much not writing anything worth being shared a million times anyway. But when I do write, it's often about things that are personal or have to deal with sad things sometimes, or are about health issues or whatever those may be. And it's frustrating and it's sad to me that nobody has time or interest in reading those types of stories. But if somebody writes a blog post that's completely just trashing somebody or something or a business or a way of life, or you know, does something that's vulgar or whatever, those posts get shared millions and millions of times. And I have to believe that I'm not the only person out there that wants to fill their minds with something more than just hate and garbage and crap, and that maybe I'll find a group of people who do want to talk about and listen to topics that, you know, are important to us as human beings, as parents, as children, as Americans, as protectors of the environment or destroyers of the environment, as whatever we are, you know. So my 3-year-old is screaming at me, and I've just rambled on off the cuff for almost 10 minutes now. So This one will be short, but I'm going to get my thoughts together, and I'm going to come up with some topics that I really want to talk about, and hope that you guys, if anyone's listening to me, find them interesting too. And let's talk about things that matter. Thanks.